Hello. You don't know me, but. Well, you kind of know me. It's possible you could recognize me as the girl from the coffee shop. Possibly not by my voice, because you've never actually spoken to me. Well, not really. I wish you would. I see you looking at me. I see you stealing glances of me when I'm in the line next to you. And sometimes you turn round as if you're looking for me, and then you look down and I'm behind you. I'm a lot shorter than you are. And every morning you order the same thing. And sometimes you're in front of me, and sometimes you're behind me, and sometimes you're next to me, and sometimes we wait for 10 minutes before the coffee line gets to the front. Then I get to look at you for that time. I get to take in the angle of your jaw, the sweep down of your neck into your well-ironed collar, the different array of ties. In fact, I'm almost sure that there's a tie for every day of the week. I don't think I've ever seen you wear the same tie twice. Or maybe I'm a little distracted by the tan skin, your hands, the way you, when you're concentrating on something, if you're reading a message on your phone, that you just run your tongue over your bottom lip. Do you have any idea how many times I've fantasized over you? How many times the person behind me has had to ask me to move forward a bit because I've been looking at you and thinking, I wish those hands were around me. Maybe one around my throat, pinning me to the wall. Gently. I don't like it that rough. Another one slipped into my panties, just feeling exactly how wet I get for you. And every morning I see you in the coffee shop, I get to work and my panties need changing. You make me wet. You make me fantasize about you. And just once, I wish you'd turn around, stride up to me, take my face in your hands and kiss me. I don't care who's watching. I don't care who sees. Just please, even if it's just once, ever. Please kiss me. Of course, I'm not entirely sure I'd be happy with just a kiss. I long to feel your hands on me. I long to feel... I touched your arm once. I was coming back down the line with my coffee and I stumbled a little and I put my arm out, my hand out, and your arm was there and I just steadied myself and mumbled a sorry and ran. Wow. That touch made me shiver. In a good way. And I'd like you to think that I'm a good girl and that all I'd think about was your hands on me. But the truth is, the more I see you, the more I memorize the line of your jaw and the way your throat moves when you swallow and the way your hand grips around the cup as you pick it up off the counter in your piece of cake, the more dirty my thoughts become. And I want to taste your lips. I want you to kiss me. I want to taste the coffee that you drink. It's always strong black coffee. No sweetener. Just a strong shot of coffee. My coffee's much more girly. Very sweet. A bit frothy. I don't really know coffee very well, but I know I like sweet and milky, and of course I have to have my cherry muffin. But I doubt you've noticed. But I'd love to taste the coffee off your lips. Maybe you'll even let me Take a mouthful of your coffee. Warm my mouth before I... And I've dreamed about this so often. In bed at night on my own. Of trailing down your chest. Kissing my way down your stomach. Undoing your trousers and pulling your cock out and... Quite frankly, just taking the entire length of your cock in my mouth and sucking you until the coffee merges with the pre-cum and I can taste both and Please notice me. I'm hoping that you're shy and that you look at me when I'm not looking at you. And you want me just as much. That you want to feel my breasts in your hands. You want to run your hand down over my hip and pull me into you for a kiss. Nestle me under your arm and cuddle me and kiss my forehead and whisper that you want to do filthy, very filthy things to me when you get me home. I saw you yesterday, and when I got home last night, I threw all my clothes off, and I kind of needed a cold shower, but that wasn't fair. I went into the shower and I turned the warmth on. And I stood underneath it, and the warm water was dripping off my body. And I braced one hand on the wall, and I slid the other one between my legs, and felt how wet I was, like I am right now. That's how wet my pussy was still. It had been wet all day. I couldn't get you out of my head. The way you stride out, how wide you are, how big your hands are, how they'd feel on me, in me. I imagine you've got such a gorgeous thick cock to stretch my pussy around, and you'd lift me up with ease and just fuck me so easily. And I couldn't help my fingers swirling around my clit and into... Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, even when I came all over my fingers, thinking about you, thinking about the things I'd like to do with you. God, my head is all over the place. I have no idea what to do about you. I want to go up to you. I want to stand in front of you and say to you, kiss me. But I worry you'll just dismiss me. I want to stand in front of you and say, you know what, last night when I got home, I slipped into the shower and I finger fucked my pussy for you. Because I want you. And I closed my eyes and braced myself on the shower wall. While my fingers were buried. And I imagined you coming in behind me. Wrapping your arms around my body. Feeling your cock against me. Sliding down between my ass cheeks before you... Oh, God. Before you fucked me so hard. Oh. Do you know, I haven't had sex in months. And I don't want anybody else. And a guy asked me out the other weekend. I said no. Because I'm really, really hoping that the guy in the coffee shop, you, want me. You ask me out. I don't know. Maybe you have a girlfriend. Maybe you're just not ready. Maybe you just haven't noticed me. But I'd like to think you have, and I'd like to think of you going home over night time and getting in the house like I do and stripping your clothes off and getting in the shower and playing and pumping your cock for me and pumping streams of hot, sticky cum everywhere over me, over the girl Even if you didn't want coffee, you'd still go to the coffee shop to see. I do that sometimes. Sometimes I don't even want coffee. But I go in anyway and I think, well, maybe I'll have hot chocolate this time. Maybe I'll have something that I actually want. Something different. And then I get to the front and I forget my words because I've been looking at you and all I can say is sweet milky coffee and a cherry muffin, please. I don't know, I've been rambling and you see in the papers all the time those little things that say to the man in the coffee shop, I'll say yes if you ask me. And I wish I could do one of those. I've never ever seen you with a paper and I don't know which one you'd read and... Oh, God. Fuck. I need you. I need you to fuck me. I need to know that the fantasy of you is as good as the actual you. I know it is. It has to be. Something doesn't feel this good if it isn't. I'm going to come all over my fingers now. I'm going to come all over my fingers and I'm going to curl up in bed and I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to take extra special care over myself because once again, on my way to work, I'm going to be going to the coffee shop. Just to look at you from a distance. Just to think about you. You get me through the day. And in the early hours of the morning when I can't sleep, before the alarm's gone off, you get me through that too. And my fingers slip into my pussy. And I fuck myself over you. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. This feels so good, and I bet yours would feel 10 times better. Fill me up, please. Fuck me, fill me, have me, kiss me, pin me down, do anything you want, I don't care. Just please, please notice the girl in the coffee shop tomorrow morning. If anything, if you're too shy to ask me, if you realise who I am, but you're still too shy, just know that I want you. And then I come to this coffee shop every morning just to see you. And there are times when I love being the girl in front of the line when you're behind me because I know that, or I hope that maybe you're looking at me. You never look at me when I turn around. And sometimes I wait outside deliberately to make sure that you're in there fast so I can watch you from behind or from the side. And those glimpses when you turn round. But maybe next time you turn around and I'm behind you and you look down at me and then mumble an apology and turn around, maybe you're just... Maybe that was you looking for me. And even if you choke out the words, you'll say, would you like to sit down and have coffee with me? Because I really would. Please.